Good morning and welcome back to a Monday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and this is The Conversation, including you, Mr. Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
You know, there's a lot of wonder in the air, people wondering if America is going to continue to care about mental health care.
And we saw such an expansion through the ACA that's beyond just wondering, but really starting to move that into great worry and seeing where we're going to go with that.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to talk about first this morning. Now, you know that since 2011, the term the 99% has been used to draw distinctions between most of the population and the ultra-rich 1%. With the new administration's tax and entitlement reorganization proposal said to favor the 1%, groups advocating for the mentally ill are deeply concerned about funding that could be lost to help the large population of Americans with diagnosable mental illness. Organizations including the National Alliance of Mental Illness and the Mental Health America are ramping up efforts to counter proposed changes to health policy. We asked Tricia Kajimura, the Executive Director of Mental Health America of Hawaii, to join us for a fuller explanation, and she's in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So here we are with some of what we've been hearing for quite some time, that the Trump administration would like to see portions, if not a great deal, of the ACA repealed, and that, as we've seen over the last several years, increased access to mental health services. So if that happens through either changes in Medicaid from entitlement to block grants, if they change Medicare to a voucher system, all of that, that would have a great impact on the number of people who would be able to have access to mental health care. How many people are we talking about?
Well, prior to the Affordable Care Act in Hawaii, there were about 104,000 people who are uninsured. And so we're talking about large numbers. The Affordable Care Act has also increased coverage for the rest of us. And so we are looking at a really serious situation.
Nationally, we've been told for quite a while that about 20 to 25% of Americans have a diagnosable mental or substance use issue. And of that amount, only about 40% of them are getting treatment. Is that because of access to care or because we are still stuck in this idea of stigmatizing mental health versus, physical problems?
Right. I think there's a number of reasons why people are not diagnosed with the conditions that they have or do not seek or receive care. One is access. That's something that our state has been working very hard on and continues to work on and is going to be critical that we work on issues of access in the coming years. Another reason is stigma and discrimination that people feel and experience when they know that there's something wrong with their mental health. It's one thing, first of all, for an individual to recognize it. It's another thing to seek help. And often both areas are difficult for people to cross over.
The help that they seek isn't always the same, kind of help, depending upon clearly, how much money you have to be able to treat it or whether you just have just minimal coverage, but we're also told that about a third will only get minimally adequate treatment if they seek treatment at all.
Yeah, the figure that I was seeing is that a lot of people are receiving mental health care from their primary care physicians. And even then, a lot of primary care physicians are hesitant to prescribe psychiatric medications. But the thing that we need to look at is, are people also getting the talk therapy interventions that will help them and that their primary care physician cannot provide?
So when you look at the agenda for Mental Health America, clearly preserving whatever capacity that we've gotten under the ACA is paramount to that. But what happens if that's threatened in a way? How do you see Hawaii being in a perhaps better or as everyone else might be if that were to happen? Are we in fact going to be in a better position?
Well, better than what is the question, right? I think the country in general is going to be in dire straits without the Affordable Care Act. In Hawaii, we have prepaid employer-covered health insurance, which is a very valuable resource for our residents. But we need we're lacking in a lot of things, including psychiatrists and prescribers for psychiatric medication. So for people who do need medication to treat their mental health conditions, it's often very difficult to find the correct care.
Is a primary care physician really able to diagnose in the way that someone who is specially trained would be? I mean, is that burdening a primary care physician too much?
It is a burden on primary care physicians, and people with serious mental illness do need to see a psychiatrist, excuse me, and consider all of the possible interventions.
So how do you look at potentially increasing some of that capacity in Hawaii when so many people, and not just people who are homeless, but in general, seem to not want to access care that could be available to them? Doesn't that sort of make the argument about why perhaps those funds aren't being as well used?
That's a good point. I mean, right now in Hawaii, with the homelessness crisis being so present and so visible to all of us, we often don't think of the many people at different levels of functioning, whether from the professional who's dealing with depression or somebody who is a college student struggling to get through school with their mental health issues. We need to look at the whole spectrum of mental health, from wellness to illness, and make sure that everybody gets the treatment that they need.
So for people to understand, then, if Medicaid were to be sliced off as an entitlement and then recapitulated as a block grant, what would that mean?
That could be disastrous, because it could mean that we don't get the amount of funding we need for each person to get the care that they need. It would really turn the system upside down.
For Hawaii, are you particularly concerned if that should happen? We've seen several bills moving through, including Senator Green's bill, looking at homelessness, just looking at that population, which we see is chronically involved with that nexus of mental illness and homelessness, looking at homelessness as a health issue and trying to recapitulate it as an overall health issue, not just one that's specific to a certain group of people.
Well, I think it is fortunate that we have the legislative session has opened. The timing is good for our legislators to step up and make some choices for funding programs and services that we're going to need to keep people off the streets, to keep people from falling into homelessness, and also to get treatment we need to those who are already in this serious crisis.
Is there something that you think that we should know in particular about Hawaii and mental health in Hawaii that we don't talk about nearly enough, aside from some of the generalities that are applicable to other states?
Well, Hawaii, you know, we are in a unique situation, being isolated from the rest of the country, also the different cultural populations that we have. We need culturally competent and sensitive care. We need both community care and inpatient, and for physicians to be able to take new patients. We just have a really huge overall need right now, and I think our high cost of living does contribute to some of the issues that we're facing.
Well, we're not going to have long to see how some of these bills begin to move through.
Right.
It's not going to be long until we actually blink and we're at crossover. And then we'll know how much attention we're placing on this. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Tricia Kajimura is the Executive Director of Mental Health America of Hawaii. The agenda for the national organization is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.